kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Magandang umaga mga kababayan at kayo nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Isang napaka-espesyal na araw ang hatid natin sa inyo, lalong-lalo na sa mga gumising ng maaga kasi mas pagagandahin pa natin ang inyong morning dahil sa isang masayang kwentuhan with a beauty queen. Ayan, kaya atin pong i-welcome ang isa nating kababayan na pinalad na maging Mrs. Universe Australia. At alam nyo ba, i-re-represent niya ang bansang ito sa darating na Mrs. Universe International na gaganapin naman sa Pilipinas. Kaya't ating kilalanin ang pambato ng Australia na si Nika Marshall. Good morning, Nika!
Hello, good morning, Edinel! I'm so happy to be here sa show mode today. And yeah, let's bring it on!
Wow, talaga namang nakakaganda ng umaga pag ganito. Kaganda rin ang kausap, di ba? Mrs. Universe Australia. But before natin pag-usapan itong journey mo sa pagiging Mrs. Universe, ay alamin muna natin, Nika, nung bang nasa Pilipinas ka, mahilig ka ng sumali sa mga pageant. Ano bang mga ginagawa mo noon nung nandun ka sa atin sa Philippines?
Nako, nung single pa ako way, way back 2003, yun yung first pageant ko na pilit ako ni mommy to join a beauty pageant. So, diba sa Philippines before, mayroon mga barangay pageants, and then we have the city, we have the provincial one. So, dun ako nag-start. It's like, the origin ng beauty pageant sa atin, it started sa school, tapos naging sa barangay. So, nag-start ako in 2003. Naging ano ako ng barangay namin, and then I represented yung barangay to this city competition, this Miss Puerto Princesa. That was 2005 naman ako nanalo ng Miss Puerto Princesa. And then after that, nag-compete ako for the provincial part naman, which is Palawan. So I was also crowned Mutiyan ng Palawan 2006.
You've represented from the barangay, from school barangay to city to the province, ano?
So province.
Narating mo lahat ng ano na yan, ng level na yan. Pero how was it? Dahil na-mention mo, mommy mo yung nag-convince sa'yo. Ibig sabihin ba, si mommy mahilig na rin siya sa pageant or sumasali na rin siya before?
Hindi siya sumasali sa pageant, but she's a big fan like us. So, the family, so I have four other sisters, and kaming tatlo ay nagpa-pageant. So actually, my sister was crowned Mutiyan ng Palawan then, and she was Miss Batangas din. Whenever we join a pageant, tapos nanalo kami ng crown, she used to say, "Oh, I have another crown." She referred to it as her crown.
Wow. So, super proud si mommy sa achievements niyong lahat. Pero, ito Nika, take us dun sa experience mo simula nung bata ka going to the stage for the first time, yung pagrampa sa stage. Anong feeling mo nun?
Ang maganda kasi I have a very strong support system. So, nandun sila in every step of the way, which is until now, it is very, very important for me kasi if you have your core team, you have to really build that. Na meron kang core team, na meron ka, that you are surrounded by people who can help you, and of course they know your strength and they will inspire you para dun sa journey mo. And it's like you're never alone. I think that yun yung isa sa mga secrets na meron kami para mas ma-push namin yung sarili namin, and we can show a better version of ourselves, like actually the best of what we have because we have these beautiful people around us.
Oh, that's really amazing. And iba na yung support system mo ngayon, hindi na lang yung family mo, nandiyan na rin yung husband and your your kids dahil Mrs. na.
Yes. But I have a daughter. Parang isa siya sa pinaka alam ko. She's my number one fan. Na whatever happens, dun sa very young age niya, like the wisdom of words na sinasabi niya sa akin, "Mommy, it's gonna be okay. Just enjoy it." And those simple words, pero you will. I'm taking it like deeper. Like totoo naman eh. You just have to enjoy the process. Kasi if you win and you na-harvest mo yung lahat ng pinaghirapan mo, that's great. But if not, nandun pa rin yung personal growth and you're still a winner regardless.
Mm-hmm. And ito naman yung masasabi mo dahil before, di ba, parang iniisip nung iba kapag nag-asawa ka na, nagkapamilya ka na, hindi ka na pwedeng maging beauty queen. Pero eto, may Mrs. Universe Australia, Mrs. Universe International. Ano yung mga learnings mo doon sa mga steps na yon?
So sa Mrs. Universe kasi, yeah, you're correct. Meron kasing stigma na kapag mother ka na, spreading naiisip nila is nandun ka sa four walls ng house, ang focus mo sa family, and of course, it's responsibility. But given this platform, nakaka-inspire tayo na married women na we can progress more, we can do more. And actually, yung pagiging nanay or pagiging married, meron tayong experience na pwede nating i-share sa iba, and we can be an inspiration to others too.
That's good to hear. Para sa mga nanay na nakikinig sa atin, ha, baka iniisip nyo, ay, hindi na ako pwedeng, hindi ko na pwedeng tuparin yung pangarap ko na magkaroon ng crown kasi mommy na ako or madami na akong ibang ginagawa. But look at this. So, meron pang ibang mga platforms na pwede mo pa rin i-share yung mga advocacies mo at saka pwede ka pang maka-inspire. And talking about advocacies, Nika, eto naman, ano naman yung main goal mo sa pagsali dito sa Mrs. Universe?
As a Mrs. Universe, from the very beginning, kasi ang pinaka-advocacy ko lagi is children, education, and women. So, yun yung dinala ko before sa Mrs. Universe Australia. But then now, sa Mrs. Universe International, meron, aside from my own advocacy, we have human rights. Yun na ngayon ang advocacy nung Mrs. Universe International. So, what I did is, I studied more about human rights. So, because if I really want to be a spokesperson of this organization, I have to know the basics. I have to know the foundation. And gusto kong ilagay kasi yung sarili ko. I want to dedicate myself to the organization. That's why studying, continuous learning, para you can put yourself 100% and you can be worthy of the crown.
And it's good to know, no, na talagang gusto mong maging malawak yung reach nitong advocacies mo at saka malalim at marami pang matulungan. Pero ano ba yung mga nagiging main challenge sa'yo para maparating yung message na ito dun sa mga kababaihan or dun sa target mo na mga taong matulungan?
Mm-mm, no. Personally, isa sa mga challenges kasi being a mom and a very busy person very busy person because you have responsibilities at the time. But then when you learn to manage your time, you can focus on the things that you really want, like prioritize things like this. And yun, kung ano yung talagang, you have to find your purpose kasi. And if you find that purpose, mas madali na sa'yo to make your way through it. Ang akin kasi, I really want to be a purposeful queen. So, hindi lang someone that will talk about positive change, but actually do something to make a difference. So, being a Mrs. Universe Australia and then going to the international, yun yung gusto kong makita ng mga tao. And that's what I want to aspire then, to be purposeful and to drive a meaningful change.
At sana marami pang mga kababaihan ang katulad mo na mag-aspire din to help other people using different platforms, mapa beauty pageant man yan or in different way, pero nakakatulong sa kapwa natin. And tell us naman about Nika behind the scene. Ano ba, sino ba si Nika pag wala siya sa stage or kapag nasa bahay or as a career woman?
Oh, I'm a simple mom. I am working as a document controller and quality admin officer sa isang engineering and consultancy firm. And I also do real estate on the side. And yeah, I love being with my family. I love being with friends. And you know what? Isa sa mga nabago sa life ko after I won Mrs. Universe Australia, mas naging open ako sa community service. Because I just realized ngayon, it's more than about being myself na hindi lang laging physical appearance. Yes, I want that, na-represent ko yung sarili ko well. But after that, this could be my last competition kasi, and I want to have a legacy, and I want to, you know, aside from inspire others, I want to give back to the community. So ngayon, I have a good, very good set of friends na whenever meron sila mga causes or meron sila mga charities, lagi kami nandun to support. And then I'm happy doing that.
But, Nika, alam ko, madami rin mga nanay or iba pang mga kababaihan ang nakikinig sa atin at na nagtataka kung ano nga ba ang mga pwedeng maging tips ni Nika para sa kanila para mas ma-boost pa ang kanilang confidence.
And the most important thing is you feel good about yourself. You feel beautiful. Kasi if you feel beautiful, then it will shine. No, if you love what you're doing and you are confident of what you show to the people, and it will shine. At saka, I just want to share it sa mga sumasali din sa pageants or spreading single, spreading moms. Kasi joining beauty pageants, it's life-changing kasi and it's a beautiful experience. So, dun sa pageants na yun, mas a challenge ka to step out of your comfort zone. And then, may mga, syempre, may competition. You'll face that. And you'll demonstrate the grace under pressure. That's what they say. Kasi it's a journey and a learning process. But absolutely, there will be personal growth. Dun palang winner ka na.
Yes.
Diba? Tapos, after that experience, of course, you will be able to, you know, celebrate yourself. Tapos, embrace in your beauty. Kasi, dun sa journey na yun, you will learn how to present yourself. Tapos, it can increase your self-assurance and like presenting yourself in various situations. But always remember that the best accessory and the most beautiful thing that a woman can wear is confidence.
Wow, I really love that. Ang ganda-ganda ng mga sinabi mo na yon. And I hope doon sa mga listeners natin, ano, na-embrace nyo yun or narinig nyo mabuti yung mga shinare sa atin ni Nika kasi it will really help boost your confidence and kung ano man yung gusto ninyong tahakin, beauty pageant man yan or hindi or wherever you wanna go kahit na mamamalengke lang. But if you know, parang sa sarili mo that you're beautiful no matter what, di ba? Nandun yung confidence.
Yes.
And now, Nika, I know marami kang mga pinagkakaabalahan dahil 2 weeks na lang sasalang ka na dito sa Mrs. Universe International. Pero can you let us know ano yung mga upcoming events or gigs or anything na pwedeng silipin or puntahan ng ating mga kababayan if they wanted to show their support para sa'yo?
This event on the 24th of September, that's my send-off. So we call it One Way to the Universe Ring. So you can send your love, your support. If you want to go there, you can meet me there. And the other one is the upcoming Mrs. Universe Australia. So that is going to be on November. So full on or not, I will be turning over my crown to the next Mrs. Universe Australia.
And we're glad na binigyan mo kami ng time ngayong araw at ma-share ang iyong journey at nakilala ka pa namin lalo at ang iyong napakagagandang advocacies.
For all the Filipino Australians or for those who really want to be a beauty queen, there is always a time for your dream if this is your dream. And yeah, be yourself, be confident, and show to the world that you're beautiful.
Best of luck para sa iyong laban sa Mrs. Universe International, Nika Marshall.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.